This is the Danny Wallace Radio Show on XFM. Coming up, braised potatoes, pros and cons. How to eat widgets. 10 ways to leave your lover. And in the studio, the new band from Australia, Thumbtacks. And now, please welcome your friend and mine, Danny Wallace.
Hello there, and welcome to the Difficult Second podcast. My name's Danny Wallace. I like you quite a lot. Coming up, we compare Richard to an Iraqi cleric. Mackenzie Crook swings by. We make podcast history. Rich does an audition. And we all have a big party. First, though, I told producer Pete a little story. After the show, every week, myself and Richard tend to go out for a little pint. And sometimes, something odd happens.
Okay, so Pete, so me and Richard, okay. We went off to a little pub around the corner, and there was essentially a madman, right? This big, burly man in a leather jacket, and he was just shouting. And there was a lady who was, like, quietly drinking a coffee, and he was getting right into her face and going, like, "Oi, you're drinking a coffee! You're drinking a coffee!" And she's going, "Yes, yes, I am. You're drinking coffee!" And then she just sort of quietly puts her coffee down and moves away and walks off. And I go to Rich, "That's sad, you know, the lady there was just drinking a coffee on her own, and then this man came up and spoilt what could have been a peaceful moment. Who knows what's going on in this lady's life? We should have intervened somehow. We should have really, you know, got involved." And Rich, you agreed with me.
Yes, he was a very scary man.
He was a deeply frightening individual. Mm. So then, you know, the lady wanders off, we see her, and we think that's quite sad. Then, these two French students arrive, right, backpackers, and they had like a little map, and they're sort of looking at where Trafalgar Square is, and they sit down at one of the tables. Instantly, bang, the man is on inches from their face, and he's going, "Oi, oi! There's no Pope in the Vatican! There's no Pope in the Vatican!" He was going to do that.
"There's no shoes in Rome, mate!
Exactly.
No shoes in Rome!" That kind of thing.
Boys are terrified. They're looking at him, they're trying to be polite, they don't really understand what's going on. "There's no Pope in the Vatican!"
"No shoes in Rome!"
Exactly.
Trying to look fancies on the map.
If we look away, he may disappear. He may be a mirage, a terrifying mirage. And then I say, "Well, this could be our chance, Rich. This could be our chance. We could be heroes, you and I." And Rich goes, what should we do? And we have a little think. And then I think, bingo. You speak a bit of French, mm-hmm. Rich.
Oui.
There's another entrance to this pub. Go around the other side of the pub, right? And wait there. Just give it 30 seconds so the madman forgets you were ever here. Then wander confidently through the pub, open a door, and say, in French, "Bonjour. This man is a bit odd. Pretend you know me. My friend and I will offer you solace. We will offer you some kind of a way out. You can come over and sit with us and quietly sit there and read your map, and we will rescue you." And Rich, you thought that was genius.
Yeah. Noble. We'll save the day, yes.
We'll save the day, absolutely. So Rich gets quite excited, and I get quite excited, and then Rich goes, "I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it now." And he stands up, and he sidles off around to the other entrance, right? And I'm still watching. The man is now doing squat thrusts in front of him. And going, "Exercise!" And then goes inches again. "There's no Pope in the Vatican!" "Oh, no, she's in Rome!" And
they're looking at him.
Yeah, and the guy's still terrified. They're starting to sort of get their things together. They want to move away. And then I overhear them. They're muttering. They're frightened. They're trying to come up with their own individual plan. And they're not French. They're Italian. Now I'm thinking, this could go really wrong here. They're Italian, they're not French. And I'm looking over, and I just happen to see, I look through the window, and Rich is walking in through the pub. He looks confident. He's given himself something to do. He's walking, he's practicing his lines in French, walking through. And I'm trying to catch his eyes. I'm kind of waving and going, "No, don't come out here. No shoes in Rome. No Pope in the Vatican." The guys are looking terrified. They're trying to get their stuff together. Then, bang, the door swings open wildly, blocking the two students. They can't get away. The guy goes, "No Pope in the Vatican. No shoes in Rome." And then Rich goes, "Bonjour.
Oui, les gars, vous voulez boire un verre avec nous?"
The two guys swing around. They start looking at Rich. They look at the madman. They look at this odd, kind of very scruffy man shouting French at them. But I go, Rich, no. Now they're looking at me thinking, who's this? What else is going to happen here? And I go, Rich, they're not French. They're Italian. And it's a horrible moment where we're all silent. The Italian guys are looking at me. The madman's looking at me. Rich looks at me. There's a wonderful beat. Rich turns to them and just goes, Je désolé.
A lovely, lovely moment. So we did our best. We tried to help two guys. Mm. It went strange.
Yes,
they did
all your fault. And then the madman came after me.
Nah, you've ruined everything. I heard them. I told them there's no shoes in Rome.
And then he sat down with us, and we spent 90 minutes learning that no such thing as a free lunch, which was a new catchphrase that he brought out especially for us.
What you talking about, Wallace?
Listen, we've done a podcast.
Cool.
We've got a jingle for it. Here it is. Kelly and Rachel together at last. I finally made this little podcast. Just makes me happy.
Cool.
You know, it's an exciting thing. And we've got the new podcast straight out. You know, it's there. And to celebrate, to really put it into the public consciousness, and also to make me feel like, you know, we're established, I've asked regular contributor Ben the Backpacker if he wouldn't mind popping down to the British Library with a copy to make sure the British... I'm sure they're on it already. I'm sure they've already downloaded it. I'm sure it's on a shelf somewhere. But just in case, somehow, our podcast has slipped through the net, I want to really make sure. So I believe Ben is down there now. Ben, are you there?
G'day, everyone. Here I am.
G'day, g'day. So you are outside the British Library at the moment?
Wow, yes. I'm standing in the courtyard of the British Library, where great minds meet. I'm surrounded by people reading, some people talking about books, and there's a couple over there just looking into each other's eyes, thinking about books, probably.
Probably thinking about books. Well, it's a lovely thing, and it's a great place for you to be. It's another experience for you. But also, I mean, this is quite an important task that I've given you.
Very much so, and this is something that I'm honoured to be given the task of. I mean, the podcast is something I would enjoy at any time of the day, but to be given the extra task as well is I'm overwhelmed with nice feelings.
Pride, I would imagine, is probably the overwhelming feeling that you're feeling at the moment. So listen, I'm going to ask you in a little while to go in. I mean, how have you brought the podcast there? Is it on your iPod or is it on a CD?
Listen, I'm just listening to it now. I pretty much just have it on a loop on my iPod, but I've got it in CD format. I thought it's quite difficult to give an invisible MP3 file to a library. So what I've done is put that file on something hard, something tangible they can hold and put into the archive. So I've got a CD here, and on it says official archive copy.
Brilliant, because, I mean, I don't know if they've got a shelf for podcasts, so maybe something you're going to have to do is suggest a shelf to them, perhaps amongst some of the great literature so that people can really find it or stumble across it. Maybe you'll have to do your own sticker for a shelf saying, you know, the Danny Wallace podcast, and stick it there, and then put the CD on. I mean, hopefully you will be able to go in and approach an official. We're going to stick with you for that. Are you happy to do that?
Of course I am. This is
XFM. So, Ben was at the British Library, ready to get our podcast into history. We were excited, but we weren't going to let it go to our heads. Because one thing we like to do on our show is really appreciate our listeners.
Rich, you know confirmed listener Maz?
Oh, yeah.
He has got perfect sideburns.
Hasn't he?
A great torso as well. You've got to say, you've got to hand it to Maz about that.
What
the torso,
and the sideburns.
Brilliant.
And you know Phoebe?
Phoebe, confirmed listener Phoebe.
Confirmed listener Phoebe. You know her mum, Charlie?
Yes, Charlie, yeah.
Isn't she lovely?
She is wonderful.
She's just so
really
wonderful.
Great listener. You know Graham in Limehouse?
I know Graham.
Confirmed listener Graham. He's got 9 individual talents. All of them absolutely useful.
Really?
Yeah.
That's incredible.
It is.
I've heard of people with 8 where 3 were useful.
Loads of people have got 8, and loads of them, 3 of which are useful, but all 9 of...
That's incredible.
It's extraordinary.
What a great guy. Mm. And you know Stephen in Brighton? Confirmed listener Stephen?
Confirmed listener Stephen,
yes. He is excellent at unusual sports. Do you remember?
Is that right?
Remember we watched him play unusual sports?
I did not know that.
He was brilliant.
Kabaddi.
Kabaddi.
You've got another one there as well.
Yeah, Jenny and Bo, confirmed listener Jenny.
Yeah.
Not Jenny, confirmed listener Jenny.
She has got a marvellous way with the elderly, is that what you're going to say?
Yes.
Because I was thinking that.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people have said that to me, you know, come up to me in the street and go, you know Jenny, confirmed listener Bo.
Yeah.
Isn't she wonderful with the
great
elderly?
Great with the elderly. Very gentle manner.
Yes, and...
very warm.
And a really good listener, and indulges them, listens to their stories of their lives.
Oh, some biscuits.
Oh, Danny, stop it.
I'm excited, Rich. I'm excited. The podcast, that we've been banging on about.
Yes.
I asked Ben to head down to the British Library in order to present it to an official.
Yes, I've called this a long shot.
Well, let's see, shall we? Is Ben on the line? Ben, are you there?
Hello, Danny. Hi, Rich.
Hi.
Hello. Describe the scene.
Okay, I'm in a marbled foyer.
Yep.
And in front of me is the lovely Georgina.
Okay.
With an official red jacket on.
Well, an official British Library red jacket on?
That's right. It's an unmistakable red.
Okay. And have you approached her earlier, or are you now just describing this in front of her confused face?
No, no, no. She's standing by, ready to accept our official contribution.
You are
joking. The British Library Archives. No.
I mean, this is exciting.
Cool.
I mean, Pete, you know, should we play the jingle? Should we do this properly? Yeah, well, we're gonna bring it together at last. Finally made this little podcast. Go for it, Ben.
On behalf of Danny Wallace and everyone at XFM and me, Backpacker Ben, I would like to make an official presentation to you of the XFM Danny Wallace podcast official archive copy. Do you accept this?
I accept with much pleasure.
That's it. I think we're the first podcast sitting within the British Library, Rich.
That's history, man.
This is history.
Yeah.
Ben, I mean, has Georgina accepted the CD? Is it in her hands?
Georgina has it in her hand. She's actually writing down pieces of information to give it to the appropriate member of staff who will then insert it into the depths of the archives.
Will you ask Georgina for her reaction? I mean, is she honoured? this is quite a new thing.
Yeah, I will. Georgina, how are you feeling? Are you honoured? Are you excited to be part of this, the first podcast to be presented to the British Library?
Absolutely ecstatic to be part of this first delivery. Hopefully there'll be many more.
Hooray! Ooh. Thank you so much. Listen, will you thank Georgina, maybe give her a small hug or just stroke her face gently from everyone here in this studio? I mean, I'm slightly emotional now. Rich, you're glassy-eyed. Yeah. Pete, the producer, I mean, he is just a proud and noble man. So, Ben, thank you very much indeed for doing that.
A pleasure.
Your next task, of course, I asked you to arrange the official launch party for the podcast,
which
we've scheduled for about quarter to two, something like that. That is in hand, definitely, is it?
Oh, very much so. I've got some big plans.
Really? Well, no, don't come to me with plans. Come to me with actual, you know, concrete things. Have you got a venue?
Yes, I do. It's the Yorkshire Grey.
The
pub,
Yorkshire Grey.
I know it's a favourite of yours.
Exactly. So that's the Yorkshire Grey on Langham Street. Now, if you are listening and you're in central London and you want to go to Backpacker Ben's official launch party for the podcast, go along to the Yorkshire Grey on Langham Street, just off Oxford Street. Ben will see you in there. It's going to be a hell of a party, isn't it, Ben?
Oh, it is going to be something else again.
Fantastic. Thanks, Ben. Thank Georgina. Thank you for making history. This is XFM. You know Mick from Romford? You know, confirmed listener Mick.
Oh, yes.
He is brilliant at writing texts.
Isn't he?
He misspelt the word texts. But other than that, he is absolutely...
Yeah.
You know Raya in Chiswick? You know Raya in Chiswick?
Of course I do.
She is so hard-working. She never gives up.
She doesn't stop, does she?
She doesn't stop. She fights until she gets exactly what she wants. It always works.
But what I like about her is that she always smiles.
She's always smiling.
Always
and
smiling.
That's probably why.
Yeah, and you know Annie... Confirm listener, Annie.
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you seen her lunch cutting skills?
No. Really?
You gotta see them.
Superb.
Amazing. I've been all around Europe and this is the best I've seen.
Seriously? So cutting up lunch?
Yeah.
That's what she does best?
She is boss.
Rich, yes. you know Rick from Uxbridge, confirmed listener Rick?
Oh yeah.
He has got such a happy and laid-back attitude, doesn't he?
It's amazing. It's just nice
really
to be around
is
him,
amazing.
It?
It's like a little ray of sunshine. Mm. A little sunbeam. I call him Sunbeam Rick.
Do you?
Mm.
And someone here has got a really beautiful nose.
Yes, Anonymous. Doesn't yes. Anonymous have... Anonymous often
great
takes the
nose.
Show,
yeah.
Sometimes up to 40 or 50 times an hour.
It's just right, isn't
it's
it?
It's just always from a different number, but a lovely, lovely nose. Mm. Phil in Clapham. You know Phil? Phil in Clapham. Cheeky Phil.
Do you remember that funny thing he did?
Oh, it was funny, that thing he did. Sometimes, though, he does things that, you know, aren't as funny.
Yeah.
But I'm saying that's, you know, he's got a nicely weighted kind of personality.
Yes.
Also... really suits his new jacket. Joel as well. What's good about Joel?
Joel. Where's Joel?
No, you got to act like you're not reading him off a screen.
Oh, I see. Joel. Joel's really good at trampolining.
Yeah, well, his cheeks are well-rounded.
Oh, that's right, yes.
As well.
Cheeks are well-rounded. And also, you know Corn? Oh, no, that's someone from Corn.
Yes.
Really good at carp fishing. Tate. Brilliant at carp fishing. Rubbish at other fish, but carp fishing...
Just a terrible compliment you just
wizard.
Paid in there.
Sorry.
Just you messed that up.
Wallace, you're right on!
So, Rich, it is, of course, a tradition on this show mm-hmm. That you regale the audience, the national audience, with one of your jokes. In past weeks, we've had jokes about astronomy, physics, mathematics, of course. That one was a stormer. What have you kind of got for this week?
I've just gone for, like, a general... non-science approach this week.
Now, what's the thinking behind that? Because, you know, your academic jokes have gone down a storm.
I was just worried that we would get, you know, talking ourselves into a corner. I just only had physicists listening.
Right.
And I thought, you know, I'd broaden it out.
Really? So this is a joke that, I mean, is it a standard joke or one that you've written? Because you tried to write one last week.
Yeah, that was incorrect. Planck's constant.
Yeah, and there's a lot of controversy about that. So yeah, this week, have you checked the facts?
Yes.
Okay.
I know this all to be true.
Okay, well, prepare yourselves, ladies and gentlemen, for this week's Richard Glover joke. Just relax into it. Go for it.
Okay. What's the difference between Father Christmas and Terry Wogan?
Okay, what's the difference between Father Christmas and Terry Wogan? I don't know.
They've both got beards, except Terry Wogan.
There'll be another Richard Glover joke next week. Unless you've got another one we can do later.
Yeah?
Yeah? Brilliant, that's what I want. Now, a few texts have come in, Rich, about your audition. I was slightly bullying you into perhaps auditioning or re-auditioning for this tax doesn't have to be tax advert that you were going to be doing. I mean, you know, just talk us through it. So what was the actual... I know it was based in a cafe.
I had to nervously go up to a girl who I fancied in the office and try and ask her out.
Right.
And then...
How does that relate to tax?
Well, then Moira Stewart turns up.
Well, of course, then, yeah.
And tells you about that. It interrupts me.
Oh, so you're trying to, you know...
Pull Jenny. Yeah, and then...
And then Moira Stewart turns up.
Yeah, just...
All your stories end up with Moira Stewart turning up and yeah, scuppering your chances with a lady.
Too often, don't they?
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, why don't we concentrate on the tagline? Tax doesn't have to be taxing, okay. That one. So just give it to us as you would do it normally.
Tax doesn't have to be taxing.
Now let's set it in a cafe. So, you know, you're there, you're walking up, there's Jenny.
Mm-hmm.
We'll skip over the whole sort of nervous apprehension, cautious optimism you have. Skip over Maura Stewart, you know, bursting out of a cupboard or whatever she does and scuppering your chances.
Yeah.
Let's go straight to the tagline.
Tax doesn't have to be taxing.
Yeah, I liked it. It was friendly. But I wonder if you can do it a bit, with a bit more kind of, be more forthright.
Tax doesn't have to be taxing.
That's loud, that's just loud.
Too much.
Do it more forthright. You know, stand up for yourself.
Okay. Tax doesn't have to be taxing.
More innocent.
What about different intonation? Tax doesn't have to be taxing.
Okay, now, more dramatic, but more casual.
Tax doesn't have to be taxing.
Okay. A slower pace, but quicker.
Tax doesn't have to be taxing.
In German.
Tax muss immer taxing sein.
Now in German and angry.
Tax muss nicht ein Zimmer sein.
Now you've just looked out the window of the cafe and you've seen a man stamp on a puppy.
Yeah. Tax doesn't have to be taxing.
Okay, this is good. I don't know, you know, why they didn't offer it. I mean, I like it.
Have I got the part?
Well, it's interesting what you've done. It's an interesting interpretation. I've got a few more people to see, obviously.
But when will I hear?
Well, as I say, we've got just a lot of... actually, I'm supposed to be seeing...
Okay, thanks for having me.
That's okay, thank you very much.
Yeah.
See you in a bit.
Then.
Just out of interest, Pete, do you want to just give it a quick go?
Tax doesn't have to be taxing.
You're hired.
Danny Wallace. XFM.
You know Brett, Rich? You know, confirmed listener Brett. Man, have you ever seen him ride a three-legged donkey while wearing a straw hat?
Oh, it's good, isn't it?
He is one of the best. one of the five best I have ever seen. You know Tim in Bagshot?
Oh, yeah, I love Tim.
There is absolutely no way in the world he is wasting his time right now, is it, studying for his chartered tax advisor exams?
No. Women love it.
Women love a chartered tax advisor. Do you want to just do your little tagline, just to encourage him?
Tax doesn't need to be taxing.
Doesn't have to be taxing. That's
tax
why you didn't
have to be
that's
taxing.
Probably why you didn't get the gig.
They still haven't called.
They haven't called, no. Maybe they'll text in. Anna in Manchester, obviously she's brilliant at raising important issues
Anna,
through
Anna
dance.
Anna's a palindrome.
Yes. And Tim in London, of course. What's good about Tim in London? Listener Tim, confirmed listener. He's quite modest, so although, you know, he says he's got an average sense of balance, it's still something to be celebrated.
It's brilliant. I mean, balance in itself is something to be celebrated. Doesn't need to be taxing.
Yeah, exactly. When you were making the coffee, it sounds a bit like you were drinking as well. Balancing itself.
Exactly.
Also, just before we get to the very exciting thing, Rich, we were talking about Tam and Stu and the love story that's been sweeping the nation. And we mentioned during the break that, you know, to each other that Stu hadn't texted in yet. We were getting a bit worried because Tam had. And then Tam did text. Where is it? Maybe the fact that Stu hasn't texted yet means I've scared him off. And then the next text.
Yeah.
Morning, Wallace and Glover. Can you please compliment me on my lovely on-air girlfriend? Her name is Tam. She is amazing.
Yeah, she is.
No, you can't get involved. This is Stu and Tam's. Sorry. This is their world.
I mean, it looked like an uncle.
Yeah, a creepy, creepy uncle. Listen, please welcome to the airwaves, brilliant friend of the show, the exceptional Mackenzie Crook.
Thank you very much.
Hey, Mackenzie, you must be familiar with some of our listeners.
Well, I actually was going to say, you know Debbie?
Yeah,
Debbie. You know, she's from Manchester.
Manchester,
oh,
Debbie.
Yes. I don't know what she's been eating recently. What's in her diet? But her hair sure looks shiny and glossy.
You're joking,
these days, isn't it?
Because she does get complimented on her lovely brunette hair.
It is beautiful. Yeah, I just wanted to flag that. It's wonderful, wonderful.
Really? Well, listen, well
people
done,
in the
Debbie.
Stop her, don't they? She told me people in the street stop her.
Do they really?
How luscious.
Ladies
luscious.
But you're saying particularly lately, Debbie's hair has been looking...
I think so. I don't know. I just she's looking after herself.
Well, that's cracking news. Yeah. Listen, I wanted to tell you quite an interesting thing, Mackenzie. You know, Rich has been doing the show with me since it began, and his kind of cult status has been growing to the point where, in this week's Shortlist magazine, the number one men's magazine, given out 500,000 of them up and down the country, there were 500,000 pictures of Rich. What does that say there?
Wow, who is XFM's Rich?
I've hidden this from you. I kept this a secret. Rich, there you are. Check that out.
Blimey.
Who is XFM's Rich? There's a picture of you there. It says underneath, Danny Wallace whips cover off radio co-star. It starts, enough with the emails, please, dear reader. We can finally lift the lid on Danny Wallace's XFM radio show right-hand man, known until now simply as Rich. They've had emails about you, Rich.
You're joking.
This is in a national magazine.
Little old me.
Little old you. And there's various facts that it gives away, and, you know, there's a couple of quotes from me saying your velvet of voice, all that kind of thing. But what interested me about this most is every now and again, this magazine and other magazines will, you know, they'll keep you up to speed on people in the news or interesting characters like yourself. And so you've got on this, on page 5, who is XFM's Rich? And the only other person they introduced to the world this week, on the following page, who is Muqtada al-Sadir? Shortlist helps you know your Iraqi cleric. So this week, the readers have been finding out about Rich Glover and Muqtada al-Sadir. Yeah. Now, I thought it'd be interesting, because it's the first time Mackenzie's really met you. I know your paths have crossed in the past. I thought it'd be nice to do a little quiz for Mackenzie based around you and Muqtada to see if he can, differentiate between your very similar lives. So, I don't know, Peter, we got some music we can play? Okay, Danny Wallace here, introducing you to the new quiz that will sweep the nation. I can't think of a name for it, so I'm calling it, Is It Richard or Muqtada? Mackenzie Crook, you're today's star guest. Where are you from?
Originally from Dartford in Kent.
Okay, lovely. Any funny stories about Dartford?
No, it's not a funny place.
Good. Any hobbies?
I race tortoises.
Lovely. What a lovely story. So I'm going to ask you the following questions, and I want you to answer whether it's Richard or Muqtada. He is regarded by the United States as public enemy number one following the execution of Saddam Hussein. Mackenzie, is it Richard or Muqtada?
I'm going to stick my neck out and say that's Muqtada. I can't imagine any Rich is anybody's enemy, surely.
Rich, is it Richard or Muqtada?
It's Muqtada.
It's Muqtada!
Thank you.
Excellent work. Okay, question two. Answer me this. Is it Richard or Muqtada? He enjoys roller skating.
Oh.
Is it Richard Glover or public enemy number one, Muqtada al-Sadir? This is according to Shortlist.
I'm going to stick my neck out and say that's Muqtada as well. I can imagine.
You're going to say Muqtada?
He hides those under his robes.
Rich, is it you or is it Muqtada?
It's me.
Oh, too bad. One out of two. Don't worry. He is thought to be hiding in Tehran, where he married an Iranian woman. But his aide insists he's in Iraq. Is it Richard or is it Muqtada?
Well, it's a difficult one, but as you know, I can actually see Rich sitting in front of me right here. That's Muqtada, isn't it? It's Muqtada.
You're saying Muqtada. Yeah. Richard, is it you? Are you currently hiding in Tehran with an Iranian woman?
I am not.
Oh!
Oh, too bad. But good, you got that right. We're nearly there now. He has appeared in The Mighty Boosh and also in an advert with a monkey.
That's rich, isn't it?
It is rich. It is absolutely right. It is estimated, it's a tricky one, it is estimated he is in his early 30s or his mid-30s. Is it Richard or is it Mokhtada?
Good Lord. Well, it's just an estimation, though.
Yeah, it's estimated. No one is entirely sure.
Well, I'd say that was rich as well, then.
You're going to say rich.
I am in my early or mid-30s.
It was a trick question. They're both in their early or mid-30s. And the last question. He grew up on the same street as his co-host, XFM DJ, Danny Wallace. Is it Richard Glover or Mokhtada Al-Sadir?
Unless that's a very clever trick question, I'd say that was Rich as well.
Well, Rich, did you grow up on Carlton Gardens in Bath?
PA24, yes, I did.
It did! Yay! Excellent work, Mackenzie. You scored 6 out of 7, which means you win some space bananas.
Ooh, excellent work.
We did actually, that's how, you know, we met one year at Edinburgh and we were talking and we were getting on quite well. And then...
you didn't actually...
We didn't know.
Childhood friends?
Yeah, we didn't know. Tell him.
Yeah, no, we were just
confirm what we you just said.
We both grew up on the same street. Our parents lived 7 doors down from each other,
and we never met.
And it's true.
And then we met in Edinburgh, and then I didn't believe him, and he was going, "I lived in Widcombe." Oh yeah, I lived at Lincoln Hill. He went, "Well, I lived in Carlton Gardens." Oh, well, I lived at number 28, and he said, "I lived at number 35."
And Mokhtada Al-Sadir actually lived at number 42.
He was 42, just down the road.
Danny, you dumbfound me sometimes.
I'm excited, Richard. What's the time?
Oh yes. It's 9 minutes to 2.
Exactly. What does that mean?
It means we're going to go and chat to Ben.
Yeah, because Ben, you know, I can trust Ben. We've already talked to Ben today, and he's done a marvellous thing. He took a copy of our brand new podcast down to the British Library, handed it in, and we essentially broke a record. We're the first podcast to be housed within the British Library for future generations to pore over and enjoy, listen to our thoughts and philosophies, get a real feel for what Britain was like in the year 2008. It was mainly people speaking French and odd biology-based jokes. Mm. Ben has essentially arranged a bit of a podcast launch party to really kind of get people talking about it. I'm excited, basically. I'm going to hit this. I mean, this is how excited I am.
Come on.
Cracking out the music. We're sitting back, we're having fun. You're bobbing your head. The podcast is about to sweep the nation. Ben, are you there?
Danny, hello, g'day.
How's it going?
Pretty good, yeah.
It must be crazy down there. I mean,
Ben, it's an amazing sense of excitement. Yorkshire Grey, thick with anticipation.
Really cautious optimistic.
You can sense it, you can feel it.
You can feel, I can feel it just from listening to your voice. Sadly, we're stuck in the studio, we will be down there. Please, you know, don't drink the place dry. Hopefully there'll be enough left for me and Rich. So who's there, I imagine? The cream of British celebrity and...
Basically, including the bartender. Just the two of us at this point.
Just what?
Well, it's just me. It's just Jasmine, the bartender, and me.
Right,
Jasmine. But I mean, Jasmine's here, and she's pretty excited.
And
about
had
this.
She what? She heard about because how did you? Well, I imagine you did some kind of Facebook invite or some kind of flyer.
I'll get Jasmine just explain what's here. I mean,
Doesn't sound like a great party.
I mean, this is a launch party. What's happening?
Oh, it's incredibly exciting. We have amazing artwork and a balloon.
Right.
And in handwritten, beautiful artwork, the XFM Danny Wallace Radio Show Podcast official launch party.
So, Jasmine, just to be clear, there's a balloon.
There is a balloon, and it just fell on the floor.
And, there's a poorly inflated balloon. And Ben's written on it, has he?
There's writing. I don't know if it's Ben's writing. But it says, "Happy Birthday."
It says happy birthday.
And there's a picture of a balloon on the balloon.
There's a balloon within a balloon. And this is the party, is it?
It is.
And did you come specially for the party, or were you employed by the pub to work there anyway?
I was employed by the pub to work here
anyway. Put Ben on.
Okay, he went.
This is,
Danny!
This is embarrassing.
But hang on, everyone's happy.
This is a record-breaking podcast. It's the first podcast to be housed in the British Library, and you've bought a balloon with a picture of a balloon on it, and you've written happy birthday on something.
No, I brought some biscuits too.
Right, so there's some biscuits.
Listen, I've got speakers, tiny iPod speakers here.
Yeah.
I'm going to press play and see what happens. I mean, people could hear it from down the streets. Who knows?
Through your iPod?
I've got my iPod. Yeah, the little, they're small travel speakers.
So
I'm a backpacker.
So this is the launch of the podcast. You're going to play the podcast out of some tiny speakers while eating biscuits and looking at a poorly inflated balloon.
Mm. Well, let's just see what happens.
Yeah.
Right. Well, try and drum up a crowd.
Danny Wallace on XFM.
Now, if you're listening a few moments ago, you'll have heard Rich doing his joke of the week. It was, you know, it was Terry Wogan based, wasn't it? And
yeah.
And sort of you got a Santa Claus based, was it?
Yeah.
You have your fans with your jokes. Stu texted in straight away to say he loved that joke, and he even laughed out loud. Stu is on the line. I want to know if this is true. Stu, are you there?
I'm here, Danny. Yes.
How are you?
I'm well, thank you. How are you?
I'm very well also. Thank you for your politeness in returning my regards. I do appreciate that, Stu. I also appreciate the fact that you loved Rich's joke. Now, is that true?
That is true. I thought it was very funny.
That's good, because you've written, that joke was brilliant. I even laughed. I never thought you would scale the dizzying heights of last week's plank constant joke, but it was well up there. You enjoyed last week's joke as well?
I thought last week's joke was very good as well, yeah.
It was good.
I don't understand it,
Oh, that's good. It sounded like a joke. Rich does explain the jokes afterwards for anyone who doesn't sort of... He explains why they're funny. Do you want to just do your Planck's constant joke again, Rich?
There are two beams of light travelling away from each other, and this bloke wanted to walk from one to the other, and so God gave him a plank of wood, and but they were moving away from each other, so he thought, I'm not going to reach, and God turned around to him and said, don't worry, the plank's constant.
Brilliant. Thank you. See, it's just as funny as it was last week. And Stu, you enjoyed today's joke. So I thought what we'd do is we would prove these jokes are funny by having essentially a live studio audience. That's you. Rich is going to attempt another joke. This has never been done before. He's going to attempt another joke, and we're going to cross to you for your reaction live as it happens. Stu, are you ready?
I'm ready, Danny.
Then, nation, prepare yourself for another of Richard Glover's jokes. This week's Richard Glover's joke in front of the live studio audience.
What's the difference between a duck?
Okay, and then... Go on, you're nearly there. What's the difference between ducks? Stu's loving it already.
Legs is both the same.
Okay, let's just recap that. I'm not sure Stu heard that, either that or he's fainted with the sheer joy of it. What's the difference between a duck, Rich?
One of its legs is both the same.
Stu's loving it! Stu, what do you think? Mark out of 10?
11.
11 out of 10! Brilliant! Pushing the comedy boundaries.
Really,
thanks, Stu. Keeps listening.
Thank
we'll be dedicating next week's Richard Glover Big Joke to you. So, you know, we had thought that, the podcast party would have been in safe hands with Backpacker Ben. He's always proved to be a safe pair of hands. The way he handled the British Library earlier, securing an official and a place in the record books was impressive, to say the least.
Yeah.
The podcast party appears to be Ben and Jasmine. Jasmine is being paid to be there, and Ben has just bought some biscuits. I'm hoping things have improved in the last 3.5 minutes. Is Ben there, I wonder? Ben, are you there?
Woo! Yeah! Hey!
Hang on, listen to that.
They're laughing and they're cheering. This is brilliant. I'm playing the podcast, and as soon as I did it, everyone just started coming in. Everyone got happy. I mean, here's some of the feedback.
This is the funniest thing I've ever heard. It's fantastic.
It's brilliant.
This is incredible. That sounded
like... I don't know what's happened.
Let's celebrate.
Press play. Oh, man, this...
Oh, Ben, you've pulled it off. I mean, the atmosphere there does seem to be one of just excitement. There's something new in the world for them, something essentially that's been, certified by the British Library as worth having.
Oh, it's in the archives now, buddy.
Fantastic. Listen, an amazing job. You just continue having a wonderful time there. Myself and
Try
Rich...
and stop it.
This is XFM.
So the party was in full swing, and I'll tell you what, me and Rich would have enjoyed it so much more if the only other person Ben had invited hadn't been the mad bloke shouting at us that there was no Pope in the Vatican. Still, we did enjoy sitting there for 90 minutes learning there was no such thing as a free lunch. Again. That was the Difficult Second podcast, but why not join in with the show proper? Saturdays 10 till 2 on XFM. Until next time, I love you. I really do, though. Now I'm imagining you again. Danny and Richard together at last. Finally made this little-